What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, the more pitching podcast from pitcherlist.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is July 2nd, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Not much to talk about from yesterday, though. We have Yariel Rodriguez, 6.2 innings of one earned run, two walks, and six strikeouts. Unreal. This is by far the best, most productive start of the year for Yariel Rodriguez. And I don't really think this is something that will stick around. 7 over 38 whiffs on the four-seamer for Rodriguez. It's really bad shape. He had absurdly good command of it at the very top of the zone. That's how he got those whiffs. And we did see some moments with that slider. Yes, and he got through this Astros lineup by all means. There is a decent matchup ahead here with the Mariners, and that could work. I just still wonder, hey, look, Yariel Rodriguez, you've gone about 80 pitches twice before, and you never made it to six frames. I don't even think you made it to five frames. It's not really the kind of guy that speaks to this kind of performance, in my view. I wouldn't really go for it. He'll be in questionable start at the bottom of it on Saturday for that Mariners game, but that's really it. I'm not really intrigued by Yariel Rodriguez. Hunter Brown, six innings, got the win, zero earned runs, two hits, three walks, and five Ks. It's a Vargas rule. We just keep going with Hunter Brown. I don't expect anyone to be moving him off their roster. I saw that Reddit was like, yo, he should be top 30. Absolutely not. His skills are not speaking to sustainability in the sense of secondaries working with those four-seamers. This was a game of just 1 over 23 whiffs on secondaries. That is across the curveball, the cutter, slider changeup, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, 1 for 23 whiffs. His cutter went 0 for 11 CSW. He's not really fooling anyone with this stuff, right? Now, this was a game of sinkers in the zone a ton, and then four-seamers doing decently around as well. Like, this was just pumping strikes with fastballs. The Jays being like, yo, I don't know what to do with this. He did have a nice curveball, for example, a strikeout to George Springer, and there were some surprises. That's nice, but this is not the complete Hunter Brown experience. I do like this as a foundation. That is the fastballs as a baseline, and then to build upon it with the secondaries, but those aren't there right now. So, okay, we're still going to roll with it, but we're not going to just say Hunter Brown is like top 30 or something right now. He's around the 50s or so. This could very well just fall apart next week. I don't think it will, but that's where we're at. We have Bryce Wilson getting opened for in Coors. And I mean, yeah, four innings of five earned runs, seven hits, two walks, three Ks. You don't want to go for that. You have Austin Gomber on the other side of it with six innings of four earned runs, nine hits, zero walks, and three Ks. And let's be honest, that's actually kind of good against the Brewers and Coors. Don't go after Austin Gomber. Then you have the Nationals and the Mets. You have a 5.2 innings, one earned run, five hits, zero walks, and eight strikeouts for Mackenzie Gore. Golden goal, pretty easy one. At least the Gallows pull, 21 whiffs. My gosh, 32% CSW being the highest CSW isn't really that special. But all right, you did this because you had only five other guys to compete with. And you have a 13 whiff four-seamer over 60 thrown. You have six over 13 slider strikes, one out of eight changeup strikes, fine. But really the thing with Mackenzie Gore is the guy is dope and makes us feel dope, okay? That fastball is just so good. The only run that he allowed was in the sixth inning when he got two outs, allowed a double, got pulled, and then the run came in. I believe it was a double. It could have been a single. It doesn't matter. He left the game with a man on second base. The last run scored with the reliever, and it's annoying. I think Mackenzie Gore should be this kind of guy. He is a bit of a cherry bomb where the secondaries aren't quite as refined as we want them to be. The curveball was the main one here, and that's really what supplemented the four-seamer. He actually had some nice sliders that they didn't bite on, but I just want to see that game of all of it really just coming together fully and without any sort of tussling of efficiency. Mackenzie Gore is really dope. I kind of feel like he would be even doper if he weren't on the Nationals, but yeah, that fastball is just so dang good right now. David Peterson was on the other side as our stream pick of the day, the last one here against the Nationals, 6.1 innings of 200 runs, and we'll take that. Yeah, seven hits, one walk, not good whip, two strikeouts, no win, but hey, you got 200 runs, 6.1 innings, fine, it's a sub-3 ERA. Another stuff isn't so bad that we don't care about it, right? Not that much of a dusty donut. The changeup and slider combined for only three whiffs over 28 thrown. Not really great. You can't be a 33% sinker called strike guy. That's just not what we think is sustainable for David Peterson. He gets the Pirates, fine. I'm okay with that at the top of questionable, maybe even at the bottom of probable, but I don't really think that David Peterson is that great. So this is going to be a very quick podcast, I know. And before we go to tomorrow and today's games, I do want to mention we are doing some great things with the Pro Dashboard and just kind of the style and look. And if you have PL Pro or PL Plus and you want to take a look at the style and what's coming in the future, send me a DM on Discord. I don't really want to make these public because I don't want to be, you know, we're going to be changing these massively. However, I do want to get some feedback. I do want to kind of see how you guys feel about the general style and design. I'm working with the team on it. I've gotten super into Figma and everything. So I really love design work, and a lot of the stuff that you see on the site, I have had a heavy hand in designing myself. So yeah, definitely send me a DM on Discord if you want that. If you have PL Plus or PL Pro, and reach out about it, because I love sharing this stuff and getting you guys feedback and really getting different perspectives on what we make, so that you guys can really be involved and not just, you know, have me make a product like, well, this is what it is, and you wanted something different or a different look and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so we're going to talk about tomorrow and today's and tomorrow's games after this break. All right, so today there's no change, absolutely nothing from yesterday's update, which is wonderful. So we have today and tomorrow's games now are auto start Zach Wheeler, Chris Sale, Corbin Burns, Jared Jones, who's ahead of two aces of Imanaga and Gilbert because it's the Cardinals and he's had rest, and it feels like this is going to be such a good start from Jared Jones. I'm excited for that. The Gilbert gets the Orioles, Imanaga gets the Phillies. Jack Flaherty, who's on the precipice of getting aces going to ace, gets the Twins. I like that one. At the same time, it is the Twins, but Flaherty should be better than the last one. Lots of home runs. It happens. I think his breaking balls are still great. Ryan Pepiot against the Royals. Love that one. I think he's so good, and I do not understand why everyone's just dropping him. Guys, he just dominated the Mariners because he's so good. And yeah, he gets the Royals. This is going to be great. Ronel Blanco against the Jays. I think that's going to be a good one too. I think you can put him above Pepiot if you want, if you're in a quality start league. Probable start tier, you have Gavin Stone against the Diamondbacks. Not the same strikeout rate he has lately, but probably not going to be. But that should be solid. You have three bad starts in a row from Carlos Rodon. I'm still not jumping off this. I feel like if you have him, it's a good win chance. You should go with this one against the Reds in New York. Gavin Williams is returning from the IL. Can't wait for this. This is his season debut against the White Sox. He stretched out over 80 pitches in AAA. I'm stoked for it. I think we're going to get a higher velocity game too. I'm in there. You have Christian Scott going against the Nationals as my stream pick of the day. He's stretched out in the minors. Should be a good one there. Same with David Festa, honestly. In his second start of the year against the Tigers, I think the line will be better in his second outing. Yusei Kikuchi against the Astros. He allowed a three-run shot to Juan Soto last time out. Otherwise, we would be really celebrating that outing for Kikuchi as the slider is back and the four-seamer is still going upstairs. I like this against the Astros. You have Michael Wacha against the Rays. Changeup is here. Davis Daniel just went eight shutout innings, and now he gets the Athletics. Sign me up. And Brian Bayo, I wrestled with this one. Should it be questionable start or not? I'm going to say probable start because it's the Marlins, and Bayo should not be this bad. And I'm just saying, look, if we only just play the game of it was bad, so it will be bad. Oh, it was good, so it will be good. We'll miss out on so much and be wrong all the time. I'm just going to say Brian Bayo will be better in this one. He's got nothing to lose. He's going to have a good time against the Marlins. I'm doing it. Questionable starts here. Eric Friday goes into Cleveland. Cleveland is a massive 27% extra home runs park. That's ridiculous. Be careful. Mitchell Parker against the Mets. Power of Grimace there. You have John Gray against the Padres. Hopefully he's good enough with his fastball to get by. And Trevor Rogers hasn't been so bad over the last six. It's like a 3-2-1 ERA in those last six starts. Yes, the whip has been questionable. The strikeout rate has been questionable. Actually, the whip has been okay in that time, I think. I'm worried about Trevor Rogers because he doesn't get whiffs, and he had four walks last time. The whole approach just isn't clicking, in my view. So I'm not the biggest fan of this, even though it is against the Red Sox, who aren't too scary on the road in Miami. The do not start tier, Joey Estes against the Angels and Miles Michaelis against Pittsburgh. Both of those look like they could be good. Estes doesn't really do a whole lot, though, and I feel like the ceiling isn't high enough for me to chase. While Miles Mikolas against the Pittsburgh Pirates, well, he just allowed 9 earned runs, so I don't really feel like I want to try that. Jordan Hicks against Atlanta, he hasn't really been clicking in lately, and it's Atlanta. You have Adam Mazur, who we are still waiting for that really good legitimate start, even though it's at Texas, who has not been performing well. Andrew Abbott gets the Yankees, and he just walked 6. Colin Ray against the Rockies in Coors. Colin Ray has had these moments, but it's Coors. And Jordan Montgomery is against the Dodgers, and Dakota Hudson is in Coors against the Brewers. That is it for today. It's a short podcast today, but you're going to get them all this week, all next week. I will be away. No streaming on playback next week, but I will be doing these podcasts for you. Don't worry. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.